السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We start out by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who watches over us even though we are unaware of Him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who listens to us even though very rarely do we call on to Him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides to us even though we think we are self-sufficient of Him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has mercy upon us. And our existence is only through His mercy. We then send peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one that was not only sent as a mercy to mankind, but as a mercy to rahmatul alameen, as a mercy to the worlds, who taught us how to live our lives, who taught us how not only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but how to function in a society and how to interact with others. We then send peace and blessings upon the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who helped him and aided him. Amma ba'd, thereafter. We enter this month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And usually, Rabi'ul Awwal is a time where we talk about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And reality is a discussion of the existence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether that's loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or taking from the lessons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, implementing the commandments and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is not a secondary discussion in our deen, but it's a primary discussion. You get those things that are our focus, and then as we are heading towards our goal, secondary discussion, they'll come and go, but the Prophet ﷺ's discussion and loving the Prophet ﷺ is a primary discussion. It's one of the main things of our religion. And we learn this, why? Because Rasulullah ﷺ, as he's passing away, he says, تركت فيكم أمرين. I leave two things with you. If you hold on to them, you'll be guided, and that is the Quran and my Sunnah, my tradition. In one of these, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking with Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than anyone except for myself. And he's having a moment of honesty. That everybody else except for myself, I will put behind you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La yu'minu ahadukum. None of you is a true believer. Your iman is still incomplete. Your faith still needs work to be done on it. Until you love me more than your father, your children, wa-nasi ajma'in, and everybody in mankind. Umar bin Khattab takes a moment to reflect at his heart, and he understands what the Prophet ﷺ is saying. And then he turns to Rasulullah ﷺ and says, Ya Rasulullah, now I love you more than I love myself. And the Prophet ﷺ says, O Umar, your iman is now complete. So loving the Prophet ﷺ is something that every Muslim, no matter how old they are or when they come, it's a part of their faith in the completion of their faith. But then the question comes, how do we love the Prophet ﷺ? Because it sounds very easy to do. A nice bumper sticker, a nice shirt, a nice Instagram post to love the Prophet ﷺ. But actually, having that love manifest within your hearts is a little bit more difficult, and especially in today's day and age, where if I tell my children love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or if I tell the youth here love the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first question that they will spit back at me is, why? Why should I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or how do I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the reality is that question is a valid question. Because to love somebody, you have to know who that person is. It's not possible for you to love a certain thing and not understand what that certain thing is. It's not possible for you to love your parents and not know who your parents are. It's not possible for you to love your spouse or for you to love your friends or for you to love your neighbor and have no idea who they are. And yet we ask our children and ask ourselves to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have no idea who this person is, except for the fact that Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. That we testify that he is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reality is, in today's day and age, every youth, every child is looking to find somebody that they can look up to. A role model. Somebody to follow. The follow culture in today's day and age is what people are crazy about. I'm following so-and-so celebrity. I follow Dwayne Johnson. I follow so-and-so Luka Doncic. These are my role models. These are people that I want to be like. Their qualities that they have are the qualities that I want to build within myself. Why do I follow Luka Doncic? Because one day I see myself playing in the NBA as the first, Muslim or Desi person. Why do I look up to so-and-so, bodybuilder? Because one day I want to have muscles like that person. But the reality is, these people have reached perfection in one portion of their life. And if you look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reached perfection and excellence in not just one portion, but every single portion and every single aspect of his life. If you love somebody because of their bravery and their strength, then let me tell you about the bravery and the strength of my Muhammad. One time in Madinatul Munawwarah, there was a noise outside, and the companions rushed to see what's happening. And at night, they rush outside to see what's going on. And the Prophet ﷺ, in that much time, and as they're deciding, you go, you go. In that much time, the Prophet ﷺ is already taking care of it. And he's coming back in with the Madinah Munawwarah. You know what? It's okay. I've already checked out the matter. Everything is fine. That was the bravery of the Prophet ﷺ. The bravery of the Prophet ﷺ as a general, as a leader of an army, is that he wouldn't be in the back, but the Prophet ﷺ would be in the middle, taking care and watching over people. The very famous incident that a person who was a wrestler, he comes to the Prophet ﷺ and he says, prove to me that you are the messenger of God. If you and I fight, if we wrestle, now this is his speciality. It's not the Prophet's speciality. He says, if you and I fight and you are able to defeat me, then I will believe you are the messenger of God. And the Prophet says, agreed. He takes up this challenge. And as everybody is watching, the Prophet takes him, pins him to the ground. Beginner's luck. A second time, a third time, until finally this person says, there's no possible way anybody else could do this to me. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So if you love somebody because of their strength, because of power, then I invite you to fall in love with my Muhammad. If you love somebody because of their generosity, because of how kind they are, because of the characteristics, then look at the characteristics of my Muhammad. The Prophet ﷺ, he comes into Fatih Mecca, the conquest of Mecca, as a ruler. These are the same people who at one time not only verbally abused the Prophet ﷺ, but also physically abused the Prophet ﷺ. Nabi ﷺ is in sajda on the ground, and they go and take the stomach, the intestines of a camel, and they put it onto his back, where he can no longer get up. His daughter Fatima of Yaldanha comes. And somehow this little 10 to 12 year old girl pushes the stomach of this camel and tilts it over the back of her father. And now her father stands up covered with filth, covered with blood, while his daughter is standing next to him covered with filth and blood as well. Another time, the Prophet ﷺ is in Salah, and this person comes behind and takes a cloth and wraps around the neck of the Prophet ﷺ. These were the people who kicked out the Prophet ﷺ from his land, until the point that Prophet ﷺ, looking at the city of Mecca, he says, oh, city of Mecca, you are so beloved to me that I would never leave you if your people have not kicked me out. These are the people, the Prophet ﷺ, they waged war against Rasulullah ﷺ not once, but twice, but many times. In the battle of Uhud, they injured Rasulullah ﷺ on his jaw. They injured Rasulullah ﷺ on his lip, on his teeth, on his forehead. But yet the Prophet ﷺ, each time he raises his hand and he says, Ya O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive them. Why? فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Why? Because they don't know. And now Fatih Mecca comes, and it's time, the tables have now turned. Now the people that were the oppressors, they are underneath Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they're whispering to each other, what will Muhammad do to us? Some people say, most likely, we're going to be in prison, or we're going to be exiled and kicked out of Mecca. Some people say, no, we actually pushed it. We injured his daughter from that which she passed away. We mocked him when his son was born and his son passed away as an infant. I think that Muhammad will have us executed. And as the Prophet ﷺ walks in front of them, he says to them, I will say the same words to you as Yusuf ﷺ said to his brothers. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Go. No, there's nothing. No punishment. This is why the Prophet ﷺ was a mercy to mankind. So if you love somebody for their characteristics, then I invite you to fall in love with my Muhammad, the most gentle, the most kind, the most loving, the most forgiving. And his mercy wasn't just for people of high status. You know, very often when there's someone important, we're very kind to them, but then we overlook the weak and the young. The Prophet ﷺ, he even gave attention to the young kids. There was this young boy named Umar. A lot of times we think that we're better than worrying about kids. This young boy Umar, his little chicklet died. His little bird died. And because of this, he was sad. The best of mankind, the most important person to ever walk the face of this planet, he goes and visits Umar, this little boy. Why? Because his chicklet dies. And he says to Umar, Ya Umar, ma fa'ala nughir. Oh Umar, what happened to your little bird? But he said in a way that he rhymed the two words. And this little boy who was crying, he looked up and he smiled, you made it rhyme. And he changed this little boy's attitude and changed this little boy's emotions. And this was the specialty of the Prophet ﷺ, that nobody was too little. Nobody was too great. The Sahabi says, whenever the Prophet ﷺ spoke to me, it's not that he was doing something else. He was on his phone while the khutbah is going on, while he's talking to me and while I'm telling him my problem. But the Prophet ﷺ, whenever I spoke to him, he turned his body to me completely. Focused on me. Completely undivided attention on me. To the point that it made me feel special. And he said, I went to test this out and I asked the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, who is the most beloved to you? And then the Prophet ﷺ answers and answers and answers until I say, Ya Rasulullah, that's enough. You made me feel special. This was a special quality of the Rasulullah. So if you love somebody because of their characteristics, then I invite you to come and fall in love with the Prophet. If you love somebody because of their beauty, because of their looks, because of the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, the Sahabi Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that it was the 14th night and the moon was in its full beauty. And I was looking at the moon, admiring the moon and the light that it was giving out, bearing in mind that there were no city lights. This was the main source of light that they had. And then the Prophet ﷺ came out, and Jabir رضي الله عنه says, my eyes went from the moon to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I looked back at the moon and I started to gauge which of these two are more beautiful. Until finally my eyes were stuck on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I didn't not care about the moon anymore. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won this contest. Aisha radhiallahu anha says, if the women of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's time, if they were to just see the forehead of my Muhammad, the women at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, when they saw his beauty, they ended up cutting off their fingers. Aisha radhiallahu anha says, if they saw the forehead, just the forehead of my Muhammad, forget about their fingers, they would cut out their organs. This is how beautiful the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Hassan bin Thabit. Initially, Hassan bin Thabit was hired by the Quraysh to go and mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, a man's going to come, and when you see him, we want you to use your poetry, to use your words, to go and make fun of him. Make people hate him. Make him feel bad in front of people. Hassan bin Thabit says, I stood there, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out, I looked at him. He was my target. I was ready for this. I had my words planned that today I'm going to make a mockery of this man. And as he came out, I was dumbfounded. I couldn't say anything. He said, Hassan, come on, come on. Until Hassan bin Thabit later on says, a person that looks like that, how can I make fun of him? And the same Hassan bin Thabit then turns around and recites the most beautiful poetry about the Prophet ﷺ. That every year we talk about this poetry where Hassan bin Thabit says, let me take you on a ride where you fall in love with my Muhammad. Well, you haven't seen him. Let me tell you what he looks like. You have no idea how this person is. Let me tell you who Muhammad is. And he says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتُ عَيْنِي وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتُ عَيْنِي No eye has seen a person more perfect than you. Nobody has seen a man, a human being, that is more perfect than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَى No mother has given birth to a human being that is more handsome than you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ You are created free from any faults and defects. If I were to stand in front of the mirror, I would say, I want to be this height. I want to have this skin tone. I want my nose to be like this, my eyes to be like this. And I will find faults within myself only if I was a little bit slimmer. Only if my hair was this color. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ You are created free from all defects. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ Imagine getting a survey asking you, what do you want? And you filled out, I want blonde hair, I want brown hair, I want blue eyes, I want to be 5'6", I want my eyes to look like this. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ As if you were created the way that you have been wanted. As if you got to choose, you selected. How do I want to be created? The reality is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no way that I can stand here and praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Arabic poet said that ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati. I can't praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make him more beautiful from my words. Walakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadin. But it's my words that find beauty by mentioning the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was a man who when the verses came down where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about people being punished on the day of judgment because of their sin, Aisha narrates that on that day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of this verse, worrying about you and I, she says that he stayed awake the whole night crying. It's as if something wrong happens, something bad happens to your child, and at night you cannot sleep worrying about my daughter, worrying about my son. What will happen to them? The Prophet ﷺ, he stays awake all night crying because of the mention that they will be punished in the fire of Jahannam. To the point that the Prophet ﷺ says, you and I sometimes we feel like we have no connection to the Prophet ﷺ. We ask, what has he done for me? Who is he to me? And the Prophet ﷺ says, I wish to meet my brothers. I wish only if I can meet my brothers. And the Sahaba Dajma'in kind of worried that, Ya Rasulullah, are we not your brothers? We're here. And the Prophet ﷺ says, no, but you are my ashab. You are my companions. My brothers... My brothers and my sisters are the ones that will come after me. Many thousands of years later, who have never seen me, who maybe don't speak the same language as me, who are not from the same part of the world as me, who are from America, who struggle holding on to their Muslim identity, but somehow they love me. Somehow this love that they have for me leads them to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Follow my tradition. And the Prophet ﷺ says, those Muslims in America, those Muslims in Frisco, that when they hear my name, something happens in their heart. When they think about me, a tear comes out. Why? Because I have shed a tear for them. They are my brothers. If we look at the role of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us on the Day of Judgment, the very famous lengthy hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us on the Day of Judgment, the whole of mankind and the whole of jinn kind from the beginning of time to the end of time will go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and say, Oh Adam, the condition of the Day of Judgment is so severe The sun being close to our heads, there's not any space. People sweating according to their sins. Go to Allah and ask Allah to start hisab. We can't take this. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will respond back, nafsi, nafsi. I worry about myself today. Go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, go to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, go to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. From each prophet, the whole of mankind and jinn kind will go and they'll get the same answer, nafsi, nafsi. But when it comes to my Muhammad, when it comes to your messenger, the words then change from nafsi, nafsi to ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati. Oh my Lord, it's not about myself today. Oh Lord, it's about my ummah. This poet says that on the Day of Judgment, if you want to understand how important the Prophet ﷺ is on the Day of Judgment, then you will find him, number one, at the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his head down, interceding on your behalf. And for some reason, if you don't find him there, then you will find the Prophet ﷺ at the hawd, at the fountain, giving you water with his own hands, quenching your thirst. And if for some reason you don't find him there, then you will find him at the mizan, making sure your good deeds somehow outweigh your bad deeds. And if you don't find him there, you will find him at the sirat, making sure your foot does not slip off that bridge. And if you don't find him there, then you will find him at the gates of Jannah, making sure that every single one person from his ummah enter paradise. In today's day and age, we often question ourselves. What is the role of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I'm a youth here in America. How does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam impact my life? How is he of mercy to me? And the answer to that is, he is a role model that can help you with every single problem of your life. Where you feel depressed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will help you. You feel like your family does not understand you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will help you. You feel a financial burden, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will help you. And this is why this month of Rabiul Awwal, we dedicate to the mercy of mankind. And inshallah, throughout this month, we'll be having different lectures and different talks, different classes, praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and trying to build this love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam within our youth and within ourselves. Inshallah, today we have a day in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our Deen and Donuts talk, where we will be starting from the morning time. How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam live his 24 hours? And we'll break that down. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do in the noontime? What did he do in the afternoon time? What did he do before going to sleep? Building this love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for infinite mercy. Oh Allah, we ask that you send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you send peace and blessings upon the final messenger. Oh Allah, we ask that you send peace and blessings upon the mercy to mankind. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give us a love for the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask that you make us people who bring in the sunnah into our lives, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask that you make us people who are from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not just by birth, but by through our actions. O Allah, we ask that you give us the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask that you remove any difficulty from our path, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask that you unite our community, O Allah. We ask that you help us in our affairs, O Allah, wherever there is a Muslim struggling, O Allah. We ask that you remove those difficulties from the path, O Allah. We ask that you help us complete the expansion of our masjid, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever there is a Muslim who is sick, we ask that you give them shifa, O Allah. The loved ones that we have that have passed away, we ask that you make their graves in the garden of paradise, O Allah. We ask that you give the family strength and sabr during this hard time, O Allah. We ask that you forgive our sins, our minor sins and our major sins, the sins that we have done intentionally and the sins that we have done unintentionally. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you protect our youth. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you protect our community. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa aqimu salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, today at 5 o'clock we have a young kids program. There will be a story time and some arts and craft. These are Sundays on Friday's program. There will be some ice cream as well. That inshallah that'll be at 5 o'clock. This is from ages 5 to 12. And then inshallah after Maghrib Salah we have our Deen Donuts program, which as mentioned before we'll be going through the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, a day in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that will be after Maghrib Salah. There is a request for dua for Sayyida Aftab. She is the mother of Zain Chima, who is the president of our youth council, and the mother of Nabila Chima. She passed away this past week. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgives her sins, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates her status in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for the family and gives them patience during this time. Also, Brother Munawwar Madni, he's been hospitalized. This is the father of Sister Sarah Patel, who often volunteers at the masjid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a quick, complete, and everlasting shifa. Also, this Monday, our Safa program, we have a field trip. We're looking for volunteers. If you'd like to volunteer, please reach out to the masjid. Just chaperoning for the program. And as always, please donate on the way out. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Just to add to what she